Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 21, verses 25 through 36. The Reverend Mark Raby is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke, the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 21. Jesus said, "There will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth distress of nations and perplexity, because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." And he told them a parable. "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they come out in leaf, you see for yourselves and know that the summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all has taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. For it will come upon all who dwell on the face of the whole earth. But stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. O Lord, have mercy upon us." In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Last month, you may have noticed it, they tested the tornado sirens at an unusual time and day. For me, it really threw me off because I'd actually never heard them before, because usually I'm in this building. But for some reason, they went off. They were testing them. So I asked my daughter, who's an authority on some of these things, and I asked her, when do they usually test the sirens? And without a blink of an eye, she said, every Monday morning, the first of the month, at 11 a.m. First of the month, Monday morning, 11 a.m. She does not like tornadoes. I don't think anybody does. When we were in Albany, Georgia, when I served in a parish prior to going to Ethiopia, it was the very first time they ever heard tornado sirens, and there actually was tornado warnings that day, and she was petrified. She was in tears and distraught. Confirmation was over. There was no paying attention anymore. Tornadoes are terrifying. And today's gospel for the unbeliever is terrifying. In this gospel lesson, Jesus is teaching what's going to happen, the signs that are there before he returns and when he comes. He had already prophesied about the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem, but now quickly shifts from one paragraph to the next. What will happen when the end of the world comes? The signs that are there, he prepares us. It's for your comfort, dear Christian. For the unbeliever, it'll be a terrifying day. For those who are not prepared, it'll be a terrifying day. It'll be a day beyond our comprehension, as Scripture in a few words paints the picture of all of the universe ripping apart. It'll be a horrible day, but a wonderful day. Everything we know and know now, will all those laws of nature's will suddenly be no more. This orderly universe will be torn into chaos. In 2 Peter chapter 3, we get a similar glimpse where Peter writes, "The day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved. The earth and the works that are done in it will be exposed." burned and dissolved. Terrifying day for those who don't know Christ. It won't be a tornado siren test. It will be the real deal. But for you, dear Christian, it'll be nothing to fear. It'll be very clear, a very clear sign that Christ has come. And these things our Lord speaks of, these events, yes, they can bring fear if we really think deeply about them. Just as when we hear tornado sirens and know tornadoes are coming, our ears perk up and our hearts begin to pound. Something that potentially is terrible, catastrophic, is about to happen. Or we can ignore it, because it's always the first Monday of the month at 11 a.m. We know it's just a test. We have such a siren sound in our text today. The coming of the Son of Man, coming in a cloud and great glory, and signs of these cataclysmic events will follow. There's a sign. Even as we look at the destruction that has gone on around us, whether more recently in Florida and all the hurricanes, tornadoes, the brief earthquake here in town, for those who felt it, the massive storms that suddenly sweep in, one can become fearful. Seeing the results of, or even personally experiencing the devastation. Yet while storms and wars and rumors of war bring fear and anxiety, just as if you turn on the news and watch the news cycle, which perhaps is even meant to create anxiety. Jesus has a warning today. He's already asked earlier in Luke's gospel whether or not he'll find faith when he, the Son of Man, comes. Will he find faith when he returns? And so our text intensifies things. Fear for the unbeliever, for those who don't know Christ, for those who do not hear and believe the word of Christ, such will have anguish and perplexity and fear and fainting about when this very real event comes to pass. But for you who hear the word of God and keep it, Jesus' words are for our comfort and for our hope that indeed he's coming, but also urging us to share the hope that we have and not keep it to ourselves. Just as Jesus accomplished what he promised, having conquered sin and death by his death and resurrection, we can be confident that he will bring about what he has promised he will do. That there will be a new heavens and a new earth where sin and death will reign no more, as we sang in the hymn prior, where the curse will be gone, where we and all who believe in Christ will be personally and physically with him. Now, in the gospel lesson, Jesus gives a number of admonitions in this text, but they're all tied to the words of hope, where he says, straighten up and lift up your heads. These things that you see around you, these horrible events that are going to happen, it's a time to look up and rejoice because now Christ is coming. It's not a worrisome event where anxiety and fear ought to overwhelm us. No, it's a time to rejoice that Christ is coming and this valley of tears is coming to an end. But there is a reality that as time passes, we can become very comfortable here, complacent in our daily lives, lulled to sleep by the daily mundaneness of life. Get up, get into your car, go to work, go home, shuttle the kids. Whatever the complexity of life looks like, you can slowly be drummed to sleep. And you wake up tomorrow, and the cycle continues. That's when we need to hear the scripture. We need to hear the text. The test, first Monday of the month at 11 a.m. Listen up, he's coming. Rather than, oh, it's just a test when that day comes, and I'll ignore it. And so our Lord gives admonition, this admonition, to be watchful as we wait, to watch and to pray and to stay awake. How much more can these cares of life, whether it be inflation or paying the bills or putting food on the table or the monotony of life and the things that overwhelm us, numb us to that reality? We must watch and pray. So in the thick of it, in the craziness of life's storms or the monotony of life's life, our Lord's word is that test siren that alerts us to this good news that's coming, that we should watch and pray, that we should be ready for that day. It's the necessity also that drives us to pray, to watch and pray, and to share the hope that we have. And then Jesus gives a parable in the middle of the text so that we, again, be alert. Look to the fig tree. Look to the trees. We know right now they're all dead, but when the leaf comes, He's coming. May that be a reminder to us that as we look to the cycle of nature, so too we can look to that fig tree and to the trees, and when the leaf comes, these things will come to pass. Truly, truly, Jesus says to you, this generation, what that generation that continues to plug its ears and reject the prophetic word that He calls to repentance and faith in Christ will pass away, but His words will never pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away. His word will never pass away. And while the kingdom has come, when He arrived in Bethlehem and enthroned on the cross and conquered sin and death by rising from the grave, there is still more. The fullness. It's not just heaven. It's the new creation, the new heavens, and the new earth. And it's coming soon. So in this pastoral admonition from our Lord for you today, there's nothing to fear. It's now an opportunity for the baptized to exercise faith because these signs are evidence of God's faithfulness to us. And so, dear saint, do not fear, but rather greet that day with heads lifted up rather than heads in sorrow. Lift up your heads and rejoice that the Son of Man comes. He comes with redemption to usher you and all who believe in Him to that great heavenly banquet. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.